Nanu. Shazbat.
This weekend.
Oh, I'm with you. I'd rather have my nose pierced.
I agree, but it's an obligation.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even told Mork yet. I feel so bad about running off and leaving him stranded for the whole weekend.
It's a long way to Alpha Centauri. Yep. It's me, the Duck hanging on the sky caps. Let's go. Let's take off. Let's move it. Come on now. Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more, no more.
Yeah, Mork, Durango is a long, unpleasant drive from here. Now, you don't want to go there, do you?
My kind of town, Durango is, Mark.
No, Mark, no. It's a windy, twisty, car-sicky trip. You wouldn't like.
Are you kidding? I'll love it. It's my first car trip here on Earth. Please, you know, I stayed up all last night. Look, I have my instrumentic glove and I have a whole thumb load full of film. Since I heard you were taking a trip to Durango last night, I'm sorry, eavesdrop, but since Watergate, anything's free. Look, I made plans. I bought these silly clothes. I even made a map. See this? Wait. It's topographical and scratch and smell. There's L.A. Woo! Bad news. Over here. Look at this. We'll start off in Boulder, then we'll go a little bit out of the way to the Grand Canyon. We'll go over here to New York. We'll spend autumn in New York. Then we'll drive over to Paris, spend spring in Paris, watch the leaves change. Then we'll go to Iran and watch the governments change. Shah, Shah, I told you so. Shah, Shah.
You can't go.
Do my eyes deceive my ears? Wait, you must be pulling my cribbits.
Mark, it's a family problem. Uncle Jack is sick.
A drunken mime?
No, believe me, you don't want to go. Uncle Jack is a little strange.
No, I've never liked him since he spit on me.
Why did you do that?
Well, it was years ago. I had his tie.
And what were you doing with his tie?
Well, I was pulling it tighter and tighter. I had him a lovely shade of purple.
He had it coming. He was drunk.
Yes.
See, it's a sickness, and he wants to get better, so he checked himself into a hospital.
His wife asked us to come down and give him a little moral support.
Yeah. So now that we've explained, you understand...
Hey, listen, you're talking to Mork the Compassion, and I was almost a saint. Tell you what, we'll leave out the Grand Canyon, that way we could be with Uncle Jack by happy hour.
You can't go, really, it's just a family matter. Anyway, he'd be embarrassed to have a perfect stranger see him like this.
That's all right. I'm a sensitive life form. I'm not some Venusian paramecium that was evolved yesterday, you know.
You'll be all right here alone for the weekend, won't you?
Sure, sure. Well, why wouldn't I?
Well... You haven't been alone for any period of time since you've been here.
Hey, Mindy, let me lay out some hard, cool facts. I'm the type of guy who's my own best friend. I'm interesting, I'm amazing, I can hold interesting conversations even with Tom Snyder. Are you ever bored when you're alone with me?
Well, no, but that's...
Then neither am I. Same guy, same amazing personality.
I think what Mindy's trying to say is when you get used to being around somebody, it's kind of difficult when they're gone.
Hey, we're not talking a lifetime, we're talking a weekend. 2 days, come on now. 48 hours, a couple of thousand minutes, some seconds there. Hey, you know, I know some Alpha Centurions that spend that much time just taking a coffee break. Of course, they drink out of 100-gallon mugs, but...
You know, I think we really should be going. Goodbye, Mort.
Yeah, you kids get out of here. Come on, before I kick you out. Take a hike. Come on, get out.
Well, then I'll see you Sunday night.
Ciao, have a fantastic time. And hey, don't worry about me because I've got thousands of things to do. I'm going to build that nuclear reactor for the hot tub you've been wanting for a long time.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. I'm so stinking bored! One more bottle of beer on the wall. One more bottle of beer. One of those bottles should happen to fall. One more time! A million bottles of beer on the wall. A million bottles of beer. If one of those... I can't sing a song anymore! 10 times is enough. I almost know it by heart. See how many points? Ah, only 2 points again. She's only been gone 24 hours and I'm going crazy. What do you think? Hey, don't look at me like that. At least you can do yoga. What can I do? Bickley's out of town. Susan Taylor's visiting the Broncos. Shazbot! Ha-ha! Ha-ha! They can't fool me! Wait! A cure! A remedy! Wait, here we go. Hello, Bob! Oh, glad I caught you at home. Hi, how are you? Great, great. Good to hear that. Bob, how's the little woman? Fantastic, fantastic. Hey, Bob, the reason I call... What? Mork. No, you don't know me. I just picked your name out of a book. Yeah. Although with a name like Bob Lipschitz, you got to be a fun kind of guy. What? Bob, how about you and I getting together? What? Bob? Bad connection. I guess it just hit me. I didn't realize it till now that I'm a people junkie. Need a conversation fix. Can you spare a word, man? No, I can't. Shut up. Give me a chance. I need a fix real bad. I got to talk to someone. I really do. Yes, I do! Talk to someone. Is there anybody else, please? Is anybody out there? Hey, you.
Yeah, change the tire of the semi. Yeah, with a tattoo on your face. How are you? Want to be my friend? Hey, wait. No, wait. Go!
An insurance salesman.
Whoa, nice throw. You can get a job in front of any American embassy in the world.
Hey, you two. What's all the noise?
Vicky, is that you?
Yeah, and I want the both of you to shut up. No, wait, don't! Mork, I want to talk to you.
Be right down. Hey, big fella, you forgot your rock? Here you go. Catch. Whoa, nice stop. Right in the middle of tattoo.
Have a nice nap.
Come in.
Vicky.
Look at that.
Wow, parallel universe. Same thing happened to me.
You pea brain, what's the big idea of getting that walking tree trunk mad at you?
I didn't mean to make him mad at me. I just want to have a friend.
Mork, you're such a babe in the woods. There are certain things you never do in this world if you want to stay in this world. For example, never gargle with crazy glue.
Crazy glue?
Never tap dance in a minefield.
All right. No tea for two of them.
And never chide a man with a tattoo on his face, even if he's dead.
Dead tattoos. I didn't mean to. I was just that I was bored and lonely. Can't you think of a time when you were bored and lonely?
I can't think of a time when I wasn't bored. No, I'll take that back. I was once hit by lightning. I wasn't bored when I was in the coma.
Oh, come on, things can't always be that bad.
Sure they can, kid. When my wife and I got divorced, part of the settlement was that she got to keep our friends.
We'll make new friends for you. Tell you what, we'll go out tonight. We'll have a swell time. We'll paint the town pink.
And do what?
Well, we... Whoa. You can go to a movie. Very well, we'll check the listings here and see what's playing.
Let's see.
Oh, here's a great double bill. Born Free and Women in Chains.
A movie? Out of the question. I never go any place where my feet stick to the floor.
All right. Oh, here's some self-improvement courses.
Let's see, there's a speed reading course at the university from 8 o'clock to 8:05.
Forget it.
Wait, here's an ESP course.
Strange, doesn't give the address.
Look, I don't want to go to any crummy movies or scuzzy meetings.
Well, let's see. Wait, Vic, here's a wonderful thing. This is a restaurant. Let's see.
Harry's Girls and Grill. Topless, bottomless, backless, frontless. Doesn't sound like they give me very much to eat.
I don't want to meet anybody, and I don't want to go out. Nothing you can say will make me change my mind.
Wait, wait. Here's a great place. Mother Bell's. Opens at 8.
It's just a bar. First drink's free.
Meet me here at 7:30.
I'll be right back.
I knew I shouldn't have come out tonight. If it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have been in the car. And if you hadn't seen that chipmunk, I never would have swerved to avoid it.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
Exciting? You call taking off a parked car's door exciting?
It was for the sheriff sitting in the car. Did you see the look on his face? What the? The silly fool was still trying to roll up the window, and it was on its way to Cheyenne. What was he doing in that car anyway?
He was escorting that big black limousine in front of him.
Oh, the one we crashed into.
Yeah, the same.
Well, it's not your fault.
Listen, you swear to avoid that squirrel. You tell that to any judge in the country and he'll believe you.
Oh, really? What makes you think the judge would take my word over the governor's?
Oh, good point.
Well, there's a yin and yang to everything. Here's the yin. If that car hadn't have been there, we would have gone over the cliff. Well, the yang was, the governor's car went up a cliff.
Boy, was he mad.
Well, not as mad as if he'd been in the car.
Excuse me. Are you boys new?
No, actually, he's about 45, 46. I'm kind of ageless.
She means, is this our first time here? The answer is yes.
Well, it's Mother Bell's policy to buy new customers their first drink.
Paper parasols?
I didn't know we're in Little Tokyo. There's an old theater like an old theater.
I don't want any fruity drinks. Bring me a bourbon and water and hold the water.
Well, bring me a Shirley Temple and hold the curls. I don't want a hairball.
Excuse me, miss. Tell me, what are these telephones for? They're all over the place.
To call people. You can call anyone in this room. This is a very friendly place.
See? I told you. Don't I pick good places, huh? Didn't I do well?
What?
You bubblehead. This isn't just a bar. It's a pickup joint.
A what?
Oh, pick up the phone. Arr.
Hello? Well, I don't think I have one of those. Maybe my friend does. Well, if that was true, I'd have to be 8 feet tall.
Realize this is a swinging singles bar. And that kicks it. I'm going home.
But wait! Come on, Vic. It's time to flick. Let's go! Listen, come on, Vic. You said you wanted to come here because you were lonely and bored. And look at all these people. They must have come here because they were lonely and bored.
Mark, you don't understand. I've never felt comfortable meeting people. I never could do it. I always felt as though I was in over my head. And right now I feel very uncomfortable and I'd like to go home.
Hi. Would you boys mind if we joined you?
You know, I never did get my bourbon.
I'm Lisa, and this is Penny.
Hi. Oh, a penny for my thoughts. Oh. Heads or tails?
Just watch those thoughts, because this is my daughter.
Oh. Mother and dad, a kid.
Well, the family that plays together stays together.
Oh, it's not like that at all. Look, Mom just got into town and I wanted to take her out, so we came here. I had no idea this was a swingers bar.
No. And you see, what's happened is that there are two fellas over there and they've been, looking at us.
Oh,
You mean those two guys look like the history of leather?
Well put. Look, we figured, I mean, if you fellas wouldn't mind, that we'd pretend that you were our dates so they'd leave us alone. Is that okay?
Well, sure. I guess so. My name is Mork. No. And this is Bickley.
Bickley, would you like them to be our dates?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Bourbon.
Do you fellas come here very often?
No, it's our first time. We're just kind of bored and lonely guys looking for meaningful life in this existence. But now you've given us some meaning and...
Is this what it's all about?
No. This is our first time here.
What's your sign?
Nefarious with egg rising.
Where do you live?
Oh, right here in Boulder.
Libra? I'm a Libra. Libra. I can't believe this is happening.
Neither can I.
If the fruity drink lady comes by again, would you like us to get you something?
Oh, thanks, but we've imposed enough.
Boulder. Oh. I live in Boulder. This is great. Just great.
Listen, you know those two fellas, they're staring at us again.
Whoa. Bang, bang.
Those guys give me the creeps. Look, why don't we go somewhere else and we'll buy you guys a drink?
Good idea.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Anything not to be bored and lonely again.
Whoa, thank you. Hey, why don't we buy you two girls a drink? Waitress, could we have those two freebie drinks back again? You know, the fruit and umbrella numbers. Well, you can't believe what we fell into. This is the happiest day of my life. Scratch that. My greedy neighbor just ran off with my mother and daughter. Keep
it. Bick, what's keeping you? Come on, you're out of here. Going, the girls are ready to go, and you never guess what happened. They want to take us to a house. You never guess whose house.
Not theirs.
Close. Yours. Oh. Let's go.
Oh, will you look at this now? Isn't this nice?
Yes, it's darling.
Isn't it nice to have friends over?
It's wonderful.
See, Mr. Bickley's not used to having people over. Well, he's kind of a grouch, and we're trying to help him through it.
Yeah, last February, I almost grinned.
Whoa. Well, now that we're here, let's get down to a really good game of Parcheesi.
Would you mind if we powder our nose first?
Oh,
gladly, but just don't use gunpowder. Visit your head in Utah.
Where is it?
It's right through there, just across from the bedroom.
Fine, thank you. Come on, honey.
Yeah, right. Oh, Mork, this is impossible to believe. Never in my entire life have I ever picked up a girl before. I was always afraid to try. But you know, it's not so hard once you give it a try. All it takes is a little self-assertion. Because if you got it, you got it.
You got it, and we want it.
What was it?
What is it?
A stick-up.
Oh.
All right. Come on, everybody. Up, up, up. Hands up in the air. I don't want to have to scatter you all around the room.
Can't you point that thing the other way?
No, it wouldn't have the same impact. Now, come on, empty your pockets on the table. Come on, hurry up.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Matchmaker.
Well, at least we're not bored anymore. Miss, I hope you don't think I'm rude, but I think your mother's teaching you some bad habits.
Yeah, well, just think of this charity.
I hardly ever donate my watch to charity.
Okay, come on, that's Mark with the car. Let's go. Okay. So that should slow you down for a little while. Thank you. It's been nice robbing you.
Yeah, thanks for the date. It's been fun.
Shouldn't we have kissed him goodnight?
They were so cute.
Well, thanks a lot, officer, and I know you'll find him. Ciao. Oh, come on, Vic. We'll get our stuff back. Those girls robbed three of the guys in the same bar, and the police are going to have a cookout.
Stakeout.
Oh.
I don't mind talking to a policeman for an hour at this time of night, but I resent his shaking his head and giggling the whole time.
Come on, it's a new wave. Silly cops. Haven't you watched Chips?
Hi.
How's Uncle Jack?
Oh, I think he'll be all right. He just had a cork stuck in his throat. How's your weekend?
Why do you ask?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought that since I was gone, you'd run out of things to do and be bored.
Oh, me? Good time, Morky? Bored? We had a fantastic time. Vicky, tell her if you've got any strength left after our wild and wonderful weekend.
He didn't let up all weekend.
Oh, we had a wonderful time. In fact, our company just left.
What company?
Mork and I met a couple of girls.
Yeah, we went to a gymnastics bar. It was incredible. And we met these wonderful friends. Well, take a bet, you can make friends, too.
How friendly were these friends?
Do we look like the kind of guys who would kiss and tell? But Mindy, you should have seen the mother. So beautiful.
Mother? I don't think I want to hear about this.
Well, then I can tell you about the daughter. We want to hear about that, huh? Maybe.
I know. I don't know. I'm a little tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. I'll talk to you about this tomorrow. Good night, Mr. Bickley. Good night, Mr. Goodbar.
Well, wait. Mindy, you never guess who we ran into. The governor. Well, you know something, Vicky? We were going through it tonight. It was kind of terrifying, but telling Mindy right now, it sounded really good to me.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe from a distance, we can appreciate what we've experienced better rather than when we were actually going through the trauma of having... No, that's bull.
Yeah, I guess people forget the fun things and only remember the exciting things. We weren't bored, so we must have accomplished what we want to do.
Yeah. Wish they hadn't robbed us, though. We sure have a heck of a story to tell our grandkids. Well, good night, Mark.
Good night, Vic.
Mark, I was thinking.
Saturday night?
7:30.
Be there at B Square.
There are millions of stories on this planet. This has just been one of them.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, the incredible bulk. Mork calling Orson.
Did you have an interesting week, Mork?
Oh, yes, sir.
I met some people called thieves.
Thieves? What are thieves?
Well, thieves are people who steal things. First of all, they're jewel thieves who steal precious gems and stones. They're cat burglars who steal pets. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers who steal entire cities.
Don't tell me Boulder, Colorado got taken.
No, sir. Just me and Mr. Bickley. We were robbed by some lady friends that Bickley said we never should have trusted to begin with.
I thought Earthlings believed in trust. Even that dollar bill you sent me had "In God We Trust" written on it.
Orson, you can't believe everything you read. It also said that it's worth a dollar.
Let me understand. You were robbed by two friends?
Yes, sir. Ooh, they were pretty and soft. Well, soft on the outside and kind of hard on the inside.
You mean on Earth your friends will rob you?
Well, if they do, they're not really friends then.
Well, Mindy's your friend. How do you know that someday she won't rob you?
Well, sir, I don't think she's that kind of friend. And even if she were, she'd have to rob me thousands of times just to get back half of what she's given me. So, until next week... Give me an N!
N!
Give me an A!
A!
Give me another N!
N!
Give me a big O!
O!
What's that spell?
Nanu!
Wrong! Nano! See you next week, or soon. Nanu. What a chump.